It's a law Republicans in Congress did not want. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Inflation Reduction Act, President Biden signed it 1 year ago today.
It was really interesting to see the AP's headline about this. It says, yes, inflation is down. No, the Inflation Reduction Act doesn't deserve the credit.
Fox's Peter Doocy is at the White House.
President Biden may be well aware that that's the case because this bill has turned out to be more about climate spending. $1.04 trillion worth. That is about triple what the president told us it was going to cost climate-wise.
There's up to 106 people confirmed dead in the Hawaii wildfire disaster. Only five have been ID'd. More than 1,000 others still unaccounted for.
Officials here say it is going to be a painstakingly slow process of identifying the dead. People here on the island are being encouraged to give DNA samples to help identify loved ones as search crews continue to comb through the rubble in Lahaina.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon in Maui. Fox News has just released new power rankings for the 2024 Republican presidential race. Tim Scott has moved up into third place, right behind Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Of course, former President Trump remains the front runner, and as Fox's Tanya J. Powers reports, he's got more support in a new poll.
The poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that nearly two-thirds of Republicans now say they want former President Trump to run again, proving his claim that recent criminal indictments have only helped him among supporters.
But when all voters, not just Republicans, are surveyed, 53% say they would definitely not vote for Trump. A Trump challenger in the race keeps calling on him to drop out. Asa Hutchinson tells the Fox News Rundown podcast he expects to get enough donors in the coming days to qualify for the first presidential debate in a week and would sign a required pledge even though he does not support a second Trump term.
There's so much unpredictable in regards to that that I'm safe in saying that right now I'll support the nominee because I don't expect it'll be Donald Trump.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep. And a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday.
It's back to school time. Some students went back to class in parts of the U.S. last week, more this week, and parents in Missouri may need to be sure their kids don't skip school.
The Missouri Supreme Court unanimously upheld the state law requiring school attendance after two parents in Lebanon were sentenced to jail because their kids missed too many days. Both single moms had kids who missed about 15 days of the 2021-22 school year. The one with a kindergartner got 7 days in jail. The other, with a first grader, got a 15-day sentence changed to 2 years probation. State law requires public school parents ensure kids attend on a regular basis, which public defenders argued is unconstitutionally vague. The judge disagreeing and writing parents had sufficient warning. Kids need to go to school each day. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
We just got an update that President Biden is going to go to Hawaii to survey the wildfire damage on Monday. In North Carolina, the Republican-led state legislature may cast the first vote in an attempt to override Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a bill banning gender-affirming care for minors. A small town in Minnesota may soon be copless.
Full and part-time police officers in Goodhue, Minnesota have submitted their resignations, which will leave the town without any law enforcement by the end of next week. Goodhue, Minnesota Police Chief Josh Smith tendered his resignation effective the 23rd of this month. Smith saying the city was not offering enough money to retain officers when other places were willing to offer better pay amid increasing job vacancies. Another full-time officer and five part-time employees resigned after learning of Smith's announcement. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down modestly the day after a big sell-off. The final is set at the Women's Soccer World Cup. England just beat Australia 3-1 to advance to play Spain on Sunday. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. An incident outside of Carolyn Wynn's elementary school reportedly causing a lockdown yesterday delayed a planned early dismissal as police investigated that, according to Paris Union School District 95, which said all elementary schools were placed on lockdown due to the incident. They're investigating. The all clear was given. EIU officials and police have issued an all clear for the university. That lockdown over a person shot at a pizzeria near campus. It happened around 3 o'clock at Domino's on Lincoln Avenue, directly across from the university's Old Main. Charleston police said they learned an argument broken out between the two men. They're investigating. A downtown Champaign bar closed over a liquor license issue. State officials say Punch Bar and Lounge at the Hyatt Place Hotel can't serve alcohol due to an expired state liquor license and a tax hold on the license. The bar shut down earlier this month. However, Punch's state license has been expired since May 31st. You're up to date from the DBJ Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you. It's 8 o'clock hour. It's ESPN 93.5. Brother Johnny's in town. Diane Ducey's right there.
I'm glad to see such great weather with the Salvation Army having their job fair today, 10 to 2, at 2212 North Market Street. Greg, it's looking awesome out there.
Yeah, it certainly is, Diane. Comfortable, cool, pleasant weather around these parts. Enjoy it while you may. We get a real midsummer feel around these parts as we move on through the back end of the weekend, a good part of next week. We'll probably wind our way through the rest of the month of August on a little warmer than usual note. So still capable of 90, 95 degree heat, even at this point in late summertime. And we'll see just that for a time at next week. And humidity comes on up as well. And we're moving into another somewhat extended spell of drier weather. Temperatures, well, close to 60 right around the Philo Sydney area, about 63 Willard and Savoy right now, 61 up at Rantoul. Afternoon high today, a couple degrees below average at about 79 to 81 on the spread with sunshiny skies, light west-southwest wind. Next weather system passes primarily to the north, but we'll see a pickup on the south wind nonetheless tonight with a partly cloudy sky after midnight, low down to 61. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy. There may be a fleeting shower or thunderstorm, probably from here in Champaign on northward into the morning. Most of that's out by early afternoon. The high to about 82. An gusty southwest to west wind 15 to 25. We'll bottom out with diminishing wind and a clear sky. Comfy cooler at 55. Sunny a bit cooler 77 on Friday. Warm to more seasonal highs on Saturday at 86. Jump to the lower 90s. 93 on Sunday. That's our perspective around here. 94 on Monday. Middle 90s on Tuesday. We may get a little backdoor cool front to try and generate a stray shower thunderstorm in a couple of spots. That's it late next week. High temperatures still hovering close to the 90-degree mark. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had a better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
It's like sleeping on a cloud, man. That's our Stever offer. I'm giving somebody, there's nowhere in America you're going to get $1,000 off of Tempur-Pedic.
Right.
Nowhere in America. Tempur-Pedic had to approve this promotion. So I myself, Stevie J, I'm writing a $1,000 check to somebody. Now, the beds start at $3,000. They're very expensive. But the rave reviews we're getting from people's lives being changed by sleep.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't sleep well, isn't it worth trying? You're not committing. You're just going to go try it. And so we're looking for a person that might want me to give you $1,000. If, in fact, you go to Kelsey in Tuscola and you try it and you say, I really want to buy this. Then you'll have that in your pocket. If you choose not to, that's okay too.
Okay.
So you just simply text in bed if you want to be considered among the many that are interested. Just text in 217-359-2255. You can go to GoStever.com. It's up there at the website as well. I'm giving you $1,000. I write the check. You get that off the bed. So if you've ever been interested in sleeping better and probably the last bed you're going to buy for your whole life, it's Tempur-Pedic. And you'll go to Tuscola and see Chad and Brian, and they'll give you a nice, you know, demonstration. It's really fun.
215 North Main Street in Tuscola.
There's for your lumbar. There's your snoring. If you snore, they've got 30% elevation on that.
Maybe so, your partner's a snorer.
Well, you can alleviate that with little elevation. So anyway, it's all there for you, my friends. And it's a very unique offer. And again, this is the only place you'll ever get this.
Kelsey's is open 9 to 5 weekdays. They're closed on Sunday. On Monday, they're open 9 to 8.
Yeah, evening. Okay, again, text in bed 217-359-2255 or go to ghoststever.com if you're interested in our offer today. Well, do not be afraid out there. I know real estate can be a little hairy and you don't know what the interest rate is. You need experience. And so if you're going to get a realtor, you might consider Nate Evans and the Nate Evans Group because he has experienced people.
And you don't want to let bad advice from inexperienced agents cost you thousands of dollars. In this market, you can't afford to work with someone who has little to no experience. Every agent on Nate's team has been part of more than 100 home sales in their career. So you can trust Nate and his team. If you're looking for a property, you want to see the coming soon feature and find something that's just perfect for the next chapter of life, Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with the eXp Realty can get you that immediate cash offer on your home. There's flexible fees as you sell your home for the most money possible. And start with calling the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans, 217-239-7113, or simply do an online search of Nate Evans Group to start packing.
Sell your home.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
All right, little sports headlines at 8:13, ESPN 93.5.
University of Illinois golfers Jackson Buchanan and Pearson Hunt have punched their tickets through match play in the 123rd U.S. Amateur, set to continue today with round of 64 at the Cherry Hills Country Club in Colorado. The Illini duo not only made the cut from 312 competitors to the top 64, but each posted a top five score through 36 holes of stroke play on Monday and Tuesday. Buchanan closed stroke play in a three-way tie for first, just one shot ahead of Buchanan in a tie for fourth. So Buchanan played round one at Cherry Hills, shot a 2-under-69 on Monday before carding a 5-under-67 round on Tuesday at stroke play, the co-host venue Colorado Golf Club. He finished with a tie in the Blades Brown and Samson Zing, which was at 136-7. So evidently this is going to be live coverage on the Golf Channel on Peacock. Today through Friday, and then the semifinal and championship round coming up on Sunday can be found on Golf Channel and NBC. So we're saying go Illini to Jackson Buchanan and Pearson Hunt.
I don't know how he does it. I just don't know how Mike Small continues to churn out. I mean, he's got two guys from this last. We went out and watched it at the Atkins Golf Club at the University of Illinois. We watched DeChichard, yep. And Tommy Adrian Cool.
Dumont, DeChichard,
both pros.
Tommy Cool, yep.
Both pros.
And so, last year they made the U.S. Amateur.
Yeah, I mean, it continually, and I always talk about this, and it's just like, well, okay, it'll never happen again. I don't. When Mike Small leaves, this will never, the consistency of greatness and always being in a run for the national title, it's just rare in Illinois.
He's always there. And
I don't get it.
I think we could take a little credit because a long time ago we golfed with Mike. And in addition to know how to hit it, you have to know not to hit it.
Yeah.
And I think the few rounds we played with him, I think, really helped. Yeah. And then, of course, we haven't seen him for 10 years when he had all his success.
Yeah, so you're saying that when we quit playing with him, it helped
he
him.
He took off.
Yeah, took off. Yeah.
But that's great. I'm proud of those sense. Boys, makes and sense. I'm behind him 100%. I just can't quite get it right.
Yeah. It is remarkable. Another
keep
great
trying,
story about
Johnny.
Illinois golf. Another great story.
Absolutely. St. Louis Cardinals winners over the Oakland A's. A 5:45 start tonight. Should we get your Redbird recap?
Sure.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and Dakota Hudson was great again last night. He got early support, and the Cardinals beat the A's 6-2.
Hudson goes to 4-0 on the season, wins his 20th game at Busch Stadium against just 5 losses. Jojo Romero finished it up. Cardinals got home runs from Walker, Edman, and Arenado.
And the Cardinals scored 4 early and then added on, and Tommy Edman finished off the night with a blast over the Cardinal bullpen as Tommy Edman has 11 home runs.
Well, it's nice to score early. The Cardinals know what it's like to be on the other side of that. The A's are struggling. The Cardinals win the series with the victory yesterday, go for the sweep today.
It's Matthew Liberatore, and Liberatore is going for another great performance after what we saw down at St. Petersburg. Matthews 2-4. Paul Blackburn 2-3 will pitch for Oakland. We're on the air at 4:50 today. It's an earlier start. 5:35, Ricky will have the lineups, and I'll bring you the first pitch at 5:45 from Busch Stadium. Yesterday, Cardinals 6, A's 2.
Chicago White Sox 5-3 winners over the Chicago Cubs from Wrigley. It's a 7:05 start for that contest again over on US 105.9.
I think Johnny could play left field for the A's, and I think Brucey could play third. So I think that would work.
We might move into second because we're getting up there. We got the 50th, but yeah.
EIU and Illinois volleyball tonight at 6 in Huff Hall.
I'm a Chris Thomas fan.
Me too.
Before you walk down the aisle, Busey suggests setting a solid financial footing. Their experts suggest the following tips for financial intimacy. Will you and your spouse-to-be keep finances separate or combined? Consider individual spending and saving habits. Couples that tackle money problems together, take responsibility for solving them, will find that their relationship is better for it. Share credit. Let your spouse-to-be know your credit situation and vice versa. Cupid's arrow. Develop a plan to shoot down existing debt, starting with the balances that carry the highest interest rates. And then decide how much you want to save as a couple and withdraw the funds automatically from your paychecks. When you're just starting out or are celebrating your milestone anniversary, Busey can provide an array of solutions tailored to your specific needs. Keep and manage all of your accounts in one place with 5 lines of business: personal, mortgage, business, cash management, and wealth management. Visit Busey.com. Stop by one of the many convenient locations today. Busey, member FDIC for over 150 years. Johnny, I've told the kids and I tell everybody that save, because even Shad Khan could spend everything he has in a day. Right?
You
can always spend it, but it's hard to save it.
Yeah, that's true. You do want to have some wherewithal, and it doesn't have to be a lot, but...
Something.
Not nothing.
Yeah, and then don't touch it.
Try not to touch it.
Yeah, that's the trick. Okay, we're going to break. We'll be right back on ESPN 93.5. ChatGPT, we've talked about this. I've got new numbers on. You're going to want to hear this.
Okay.
This is the AI, artificial intelligence, that is absolutely going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
We will tell you about that coming up next, ESPN 93.5.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champagne and Bandit Saturday, and a nice, comfortable spell of weather to continue on for the rest of the work week and school week as well for some. Next weather system through the upper Midwest will drag and trail a cool front across the area during the day tomorrow. That'll generate our next chance for a couple of showers and thunderstorms. Little change in the thinking from the weekend and beyond with a late season spell of heat and humidity. For the day today, a little patchy fog around this morning, otherwise mainly sunny. heading up to 79. And a light west southwest wind, clear early on tonight. A partly cloudy sky late, low down to 61. Southwest to south winds on the increase. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy. Could be a shower, thunderstorm in spots for the morning to early afternoon. Highs up to 82. That southwest to west wind, 15 to 25 and gusty. Clear tomorrow night, lows down into the 50s. Mostly sunny, but cooler, 77 on Friday. Weekend highs, 86 on Saturday, 93 on Sunday, with low to mid 90s Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
More new homes were going up in July. Housing starts, which is groundbreakings, rose 3.9%. That's after a decline in June. Building permits for future home construction rose 0.1%. Mortgage rates are higher again. The Mortgage Bankers Association's average for a 30-year fixed rate was 7.16% last week, the highest level since last October. Demand for both purchasings and refinancings declined. Target says the backlash over its Pride collection did impact sales in the recent quarter, though business stabilized in July. Its earnings topped forecasts. And TJX, parent company of TJ Maxx, also reported a much better than expected quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Kane, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Kane Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
If you're looking for a pre-owned car, truck, or van, look no further than Sarah Champagne. You know them for their five incredible vehicle brands, the BMW, Honda, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. But did you know they also have over 100 used cars, trucks, and vans in stock right now? And at Sarah Champagne, they will take care of you. You can trust them. And prices begin at under $2,000. Stop by Sarah Champagne. They're at Burwash and Savoy, or go online, sarahchampagne.com. That's Sarah, S-E-R. RRAChampagne.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at MaxRecycling.com.
Urban hip-hop and R&B superstars will have the Illinois Lottery Grandstand stage jamming and slamming on the Illinois State Fair's final night, Sunday, August 20th, featuring local legend Nelly. It's getting hot in here. Joined by special guests Ja Rule and Ashanti. This night isn't just a dream, it's gonna be fire.
Getting paid off this country, grandma.
Nelly with Ja Rule.
You can't.
And Ashanti. Tickets on sale now 24/7 at Ticketmaster.com, on the Ticketmaster app, or at the Grandstand Ticket Office during regular business hours. And don't forget to add your pre-show party tickets for only $30. Party before the show and be the first ones into the grandstand. Nelly, Ashanti, and Ja Rule on the fair's final night. Join us at the 2023 Illinois State Fair, August 10th through the 20th in Springfield.
Who's that again?
Ja Rule. It was REO Speedwagon yesterday.
Jelly Roll? Who are we talking about?
Actually, there is a Jelly Roll that we play over on US 105.9. And Tim McGraw is there tomorrow night for the Illinois State
I just
State
know
Fair.
That the darn music is just too darn loud, Johnny. Just too darn loud. Turn it down.
I mean, 90 decibels is loud, but it they're at 105,
110. Yeah.
What's a jet? A jet's 120,
I'd
maybe?
Have to look it up, but I knew all that because we'd always talk about the Saints. Oh, we got 111 decibels.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
And then Seattle had 114. No way.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Jenna Phillips, Development Marketing Ace, Crisis Nursery, Touch a Chuck event coming up Saturday. Jenna, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Everybody wants to help Crisis Nursery. Everybody wants to touch
and
a truck.
And this is a fun way to do that at Carl at the Fields, Jenna.
It is. Yeah, we're excited. This is our third year doing it. Each year has been presented by Deuce Construction, which Woo-hoo! Is awesome, and we're excited to be there.
Thank you so much. Austin has been taking more of a role in Crisis Nursery and helping organize some things. I think that's terrific of my nephew.
Yeah, he's our board president right now, so he's staying super involved, and we appreciate all that he does.
Tell people that don't know, what do you do at Crisis Nursery?
Yeah, so Crisis Nursery is a 24-hour emergency child care center, and we cover all of Champaign County. So anyone with children age 0 to 6, if you're in an emergency or a crisis, you can bring your kiddos to us, and we'll make sure that they have a safe place to stay while you get whatever you need taken care of.
Let's talk about how things will look at Carl at the Fields on Saturday morning with some of our presenting sponsors and some of the trucks we can touch.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be there from 9 to 1 at Carl at the Fields, just in their administrative building parking lot. We'll have helicopters, construction vehicles, tractors, all sorts of things.
And I'll be playing some music, too, from Stevie J Broadcasting. Now, there's a little kids area, right, thanks to Kat Altafor?
Yeah, so Kat Altafor is sponsoring our Kids Zone this year, so we will have water sensory bins, just fun things for kids to do, kind of cool off. I know it's going to be a little bit hot, too.
And Midwest Construction Rental sponsoring the food corner, so you have some food trucks available, right?
We'll have La Paloma and Kona Ice there from 11 through the end of the event.
And I like the fact that you're saluting the first responders because they're so interactive with the kids. So they know what an ambulance is like. They know what a police vehicle is like before there's a situation or a crisis happening.
Absolutely. And that's Petrie Cooney, who's sponsoring our first responders this year. So we don't charge first responders to come to the event. And they cover that, which is awesome. We'll have Illinois State Police motorcycles. We'll have the helicopters, all sorts of fun things.
Now, sometimes you'll hear the sirens go off during this event on Saturday between 9 and 1. Actually, between 10 and 1, because after 9, it's more of a sensory hour, right?
Yeah, 9 to 10 is our sensory hour, sponsored by the Swisher family in honor of Noah. So that hour at the beginning of the event is really for our sensory friendly, no horns, sirens, all the lights, all that, so that everybody can have a chance to enjoy.
That's when you can go, Stevie.
That's when I want to go, because those are darn sirens are loud. Listen, if you have children, they'll love this. This is just so fun. Jenna Phillips, Crisis Nursery, Touch a Truck, Saturday 9 to 1. I'm showing Saturday morning till 1. Looks like great weather.
Yes.
So I think it'll be perfect for this. Just so good. And I hope people can support Crisis Nursery. We really appreciate all you do.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Appreciate
it. Do you actually have a helicopter landing in the area too?
We do. The helicopter will land after the sensory hour, and then they'll take off around 11:30, and we'll have another one come from 12 to 1.
That's really cool. That's awesome.
Everybody likes to watch a helicopter land take off. All right, thank you so much, Jenna.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Crisis Nursery, Touch Your Truck, Saturday, 9 to 1.
Diane Ducey here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, it's always a good time to sell your home.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to theNateEvansGroup.com.
Great to talk with Fayon about driving and delivering for Pepsi-Cola Champagne Urbana Bottling.
Come home every day. It pays very, very well, especially for a truck driver. They're very understanding. It's just a great company all around. They're always eager to help. And you off on the weekends. The company in general is just a great company. Very family-oriented. Comes in, check on you, see if you like it. Always asking questions, trying to see if you need any help. Pretty dope.
Sound appealing? Join the Pepsi team. Equal opportunity employer. Visit PepsiColaCU.com.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
It is a big fly! A slammer for Brandon Donovan!
The Cardinals host the Mets the weekend of August 18th, 19th, and 20th, and there are great promotions all weekend long. On Saturday, 25,000 fans ages 16 and older will add a Cardinals cap to their collection thanks to Busey Bank. This navy and red cap features the bird on the bat logo and is worn by the team on Sunday games. Great seats remain. Secure your tickets today at cardinals.com/promotions.
This is Brandon Donovan. Summer in St. Louis means baseball.
Okay, our Stever offer. I'm giving somebody a chance to change their lives with $1,000 toward a Tempur-Pedic bed from Kelsey. Go Stever.com or text in bed to 217-359-2255. GPT, what is the artificial intelligence? Got to give you this. That's coming up next.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 106 deaths are confirmed now in wildfires in Hawaii. Governor Josh Green says investors and realtors have been approaching people who've lost their homes trying to buy up that land.
You can be sure I will not be allowing anyone to build or rezone or do anything of that sort if they've taken advantage of anyone here.
Thousands of people are staying in shelters, hotel rooms, rentals, or with friends or family. The North Korean government confirms an American soldier who ran across the border is there.
State news agency KCNA says Private Travis King crossed into North Korea because of what it says was inhumane maltreatment and racial discrimination. Last month, King finished doing time in a South Korean jail on an assault charge.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, Private King had skipped a flight back to Texas. He was being removed from the military and ran into North Korea during a tour of the demilitarized zone. America's listening to Fox News.
Consumers to call.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Illinois expanding excused absences for work-based learning events. Governor Pritzker signed a bill into law allowing students attending events like 4-H and FFA programs to count program participation towards school attendance. FFA and 4-H programs encouraging both urban and rural Illinois students to participate in hands-on projects across agriculture. Authorities identifying the man who died in a plane crash over the weekend outside Verdon. The aircraft went down Saturday, killing the pilot Greg Bierman. The crash under investigation by the Macoupin County Coroner's Office. A downtown Champagne bar closed over a liquor license issue. State officials say Punch Bar and Lounge at the Hyatt Place Hotel can't serve alcohol due to an expired state liquor license and a tax hold on the license. The bar shut down earlier this month. However, Punch's state license had been expired since May 31st. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Ava Saturday, nice, comfortable spell, mid to late summertime weather ahead for the rest of the work week for those in the school mode already. There's heat and humidity building over the weekend and a good part of next week as well as we continue to transition into a largely dry weather pattern as well. A little patchy area of low clouds and fog in a couple of spots here early on this morning. Otherwise, a sun-filled sky, 79 later on this afternoon. Light west-southwest wind becoming partly cloudy later on tonight. We'll about at 61. The southwest to south winds increase tomorrow. Cool front approaches from the northwest. That may generate a couple of showers and thunderstorms in spots tomorrow morning into the early afternoon. Partly sunny apart from that, up to 82 and a gusty southwest to west wind, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clearing off diminishing wind and lows down to 55 for tomorrow night. Mostly sunny, but cooler, 77 on Friday, 86 Saturday, 93 on Sunday. Highs into the middle 90s for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Okay, NFL starts here in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Decibels, Steve. Average NFL decibels, 90.
And, okay. And what is not? I can't.
Jet engines 110 to 140.
So if you stand by a jet engine, it's deafening.
Yes.
So, okay.
And an NFL, that's almost within range. That's average. The Kansas City Chiefs claim 142, which is
higher. A hard time.
That's I'm gonna have to do a research on that because they have an open stadium, right, Stevie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Arrowhead Stadium.
Yep.
Okay, so the ChatGPT, we've talked a little bit about that.
Okay, chat generated pre-trained transformer.
No idea what that is. That's what a GPT stands for.
Yes.
Artificial intelligence, once mere fiction, is now a practical reality. Since the launch of ChatGPT, and again it stands for...
Chat generated pre-trained transformer stable release launch date was August 3rd, 2023.
In late 2022, it's already capped. They say this came out late 2022.
November 30th, 2022 was the initial release date.
It's already captivated businesses, sparking optimistic promises and dire warnings. As an artificial intelligent chat box that mimics human communication, it rapidly gained 100 million users. Advocates hail ChatGPT's efficiency in task management and data synthesis, but critics fear the untested tech could replace jobs, stifle creativity, spread misinformation at scale. Regardless, it has already permeated numerous workplaces, and most leaders have not guided their employees in properly using the tool. To document the tool's reach in American companies, access its utility, engage employees' perceptions, Business.com gathered insights from nearly 2,000 American workers regarding their ChatGPT experiences. They also asked several industry leaders to share tips how to integrate that. Johnny, we're in unknown waters here. I mean, I doubt if any businesses have a policy how to use ChatGPT. I did the example the other day of how it can write papers and write speeches and do it fairly quickly. Within seconds, you can have a document.
And no, I could have said, write Shell a letter on why they should use my product, and then it's done. But you better read it. Yeah. There's some silver lining, Steve. Some of the elementary schools are having their kids handwrite essays because you can't tell whether they wrote them, which means they'll actually know how to hand write.
Well, that's
because they don't know how to write.
Even if ChatGPT writes it, they'd copy it, but they'd write at least.
That's a good point. It still may not kind of nip it all. But yeah, I think, at least they will know what is being said because they'll copy it. But
And somebody had texted in saying that there are ways to know if it's plagiarized from AI.
And I said AI is plagiarism.
Yeah, right.
So how that's could right. you yeah. have, how, yeah, it's okay, but I think it's, like you said, it's a little uncharted. I don't know where it all goes. You can always abuse anything. So yes, of course it could be dangerous. So can a ballpoint pen if it's used right.
Well, I mean, in fire, I mean, it can be warm you, or it can.
Yeah.
There's just really ups and downs. But if you can duplicate John Lennon's voice and come out with a new single, because there's a lot of example out there, and they can mimic it and copy it.
Well, that's a different area of this
AI,
writing essays,
right? Right.
But letters.
The capability of artificial intelligence, we have no idea. And then Elon Musk said we ought to put a pause on it. Well, the bad guys aren't going to put a pause on it. we better keep going. But nobody knows what this means or where it goes.
Okay, so there's a research preview, free to use, OpenAI that's rolled out. But there is a pilot on a $20 a month subscription called ChatGPT. So I know you have it on your phone because you had it, you know, do that 1 minute hope speech that was very moving, Steve.
Are you
good job with that?
No,
but
free.
Are you paying?
No.
Okay,
no.
That's what I wondered, because that's AARP did something for us 50 and older to realize the benefits and the negative aspects of ChatGPT. And it could be something that older Americans who might be lonely, that they can really enjoy this.
Well, you can't cuddle up with a phone, right?
I mean,
you need human touch.
As far as mental stimulation.
Well, I mean, it's interactive, but so is your iPhone, right?
Sure.
You can do that. Hold on. Give me a 1 minute speech on the Donald Trump presidency.
Is it done yet?
Yep.
Oh, come on.
The Donald Trump presidency, spanning from 2017 to 2021, was marked by controversy and polarizing policies. Now, keep in mind, you can't keep bias out of it because somebody programmed this. So chances are it was more of a
left-hand. I really don't want to hear any more because the polarizing wasn't, yep. wasn't from Trump. It was from the people writing that. But go on.
His unconventional approach to politics communication style garnered significant attention both domestically and internationally. That's true.
Okay.
The administration implemented tax reform, deregulation, nominated three Supreme Court justices. All true. However, it faced criticism for its handling of immigration.
Yes, it did. That's true.
Because he stopped it.
By the people who wrote that.
Right. and then also pushback for climate change and foreign relations. I thought foreign relations were better than they are now. Trump's presidency highlighted the deep divisions within American society. That's true. Underscored the importance of civil discourse and unity in addressing complex challenges. Okay, stand by. Give me a one-minute speech on the Joe Biden presidency.
It'll be interesting.
The Joe Biden presidency, which began in 2021, aimed to restore a sense of stability and unity to the United States. Well, now, it said aimed.
Right.
Aimed. His administration focused on tackling the COVID-19 pandemic, rolling out a comprehensive vaccination campaign, and economic relief efforts. Biden rejoined international agreements such as Paris Climate Accord, sought to rebuild diplomatic relationships. He pursued an ambitious domestic agenda, including proposals for infrastructure investment, climate action, and social programs. While facing political polarization, President Biden emphasized the need of bipartisan cooperation and inclusivity, striving to address systematic inequalities and promote a more equitable future for all Americans.
That's George Washington, right? Oh, no, Biden. That's right. And that's so what now you get to what the danger of AI is. Because now you can control history, you control what the perception of reality is. And that whole social media, and you add CGI to it, you're watching something on, and it might not be that person. It could be actually a fabrication.
Right.
What he says, even though it sounds exactly like him, voice and what he would say, is all computer generated. So that's where we're going to get in trouble. And right there, you just prove people are out there willing to do it. There was nothing negative on Biden. And it starts out with Trump the other way. And
polarization.
I think the reality was the country did exactly the opposite, extremely well with Trump as president. I'm not talking about personalities or whether you'd vote for him for prom king. As president, he was as good as we've had in my lifetime. And then Biden's been an absolute disaster.
Well, I don't think there's
in
any
terms
question.
Of just perception, embarrassment, respect.
Okay, I got to do one more. Give me 1 minute speech on the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Because that to me has been the worst.
Interesting topic.
And see,
it might just blow up.
Right.
Okay, withdrawal from Afghanistan. Well, it should be.
This is not an acceptable topic. In fact, you are an insurgent for asking.
Yeah.
There you go.
How do you spell Afghanistan?
They'll come up with something.
On the AARP side is talking about contesting a medical bill and how you could get some tips on doing that.
And the good things you can do with all of these great technologies is undeniable. The problem is there's always somebody out there that'll abuse it. So it's a treacherous course.
The withdrawal from Afghanistan, this is all from artificial intelligence now, the withdrawal from Afghanistan marked a significant turning point in international affairs. After nearly two decades of military involvement, the decision to pull out led to a complex and rapid evacuation effort. While the withdrawal aimed to end a prolonged conflict, its execution faced challenges, resulting in a swift takeover by the Taliban. This raised concerns about the security of Afghan citizens, especially women and minorities, as well as regional stability. The withdrawal highlighted the complexities of nation building and the importance of planning for post-conflict scenarios. The events in Afghanistan underscored the need for careful consideration of geopolitical dynamics and the impact of such nothing about the soldiers
I would
that died,
tell
nothing
you,
about how bad
let me
it
tell
was.
You something. If I was a professor, I gave you this assignment, Steve. Give me an essay about the withdrawal from Afghanistan, but I need you to spend a whole week to sugarcoat it to the maximum extent possible. I'd give you an A+ for that. And that was what, 10 seconds?
It's a minute.
But that's a very skewed, nice, but very skewed summary of the Afghanistan.
Then what is the long-term ramifications of the way things have been covered and the way the history books will be written?
I think that moves us towards that kind of let's call it socialist environment, where you're not really supposed to speak out because it's not for the greater good. And what is the greater good? You could ask the machine that, and it will tell you.
And this is talking about health and medicine and improving health outcomes. And according to a survey, 6 out of 10 U.S. adults surveyed indicated they'd feel uncomfortable with their own healthcare provider relying on artificial intelligence to do things like diagnose diseases and recommend treatments, compared with 39% who are comfortable with that prospect. That's interesting to bring it into a healthcare, you know.
Well, people
because then you're just looking
interested
at the statistics.
They're interested in their health, but I don't think you can trust it. I wouldn't trust that after those examples, I wouldn't trust it to be completely neutral in their way of thinking, because what I saw as the reality wouldn't agree to what was you just read.
Very antiseptic, very watered down.
It's worse than that. It's
got 300 billion words that's in it text and
those
internet.
Those computers are pretty smart.
Unbelievable. 8:45.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
Can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper. Can't touch this. Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com. Click on the Jobs tab and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
When Ross went out, I always told him, be careful. And that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over. When you see flashing lights, everybody is somebody somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, 8:47.
So I saw on the crawl, Stevie, Anthony Richardson will be the Colts starting quarterback.
It's a rookie.
Right.
Good luck.
And that's what's being debated. Are you really going to throw him in and he doesn't have any NFL experience?
Johnny, I've concluded that an NFL quarterback cannot survive long-term running and getting hit.
Go back to my NFL fundamental thesis. It's no longer possible to block an NFL defensive lineman. So an NFL quarterback, first of all, does have to have the first quick step or you're out of business.
Right.
And that's where you get your Justin Fields, you've got your Mahomes, you've got Josh Allen, who's big enough and probably should run a little less, Lamar Jackson. Yeah. Those guys, they're gone. It frustrates the defensive lineman because he was there and now he's gone.
Yeah.
And if you can't do that.
Be evasive.
Evasiveness is the key to it. Yeah. That's kind of an ante. If you can't do that, you can play, you can rate high. Andy Dalton rated like top 10. But they don't derate you if you get sacked.
Okay.
And he got sacked.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
And so it's impossible because of the physics involved that your body's going to be okay long term if you just keep hitting headlines.
Yeah.
And why the running back's life is 5 years, right? I mean,
Michael Vick kind of showed you just got to take it easy. And on the other side of that is Russell Wilson.
He's got knows how to go down.
Yep.
He does not seek contact.
Yes.
Extremely quick. Whoa. But and he's pretty healthy. Now maybe him and Sean have some things to work
out.
Yeah,
right.
In Denver. But yeah. So the quarterback is probably the key to the game, and that coach quarterback combo is a big deal.
And Tom Brady, I mean, he got in a fetal position. He didn't try anything. He was evasive.
He was also the luckiest athlete in the history of sports. Yeah. But he was so smart. And so quick. And he protected himself by getting rid of the ball quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times did you see him just throw it in the back of his guard and start yelling at him
before
he got creamed?
Right.
Because he missed the block.
Yeah, right. Yeah, pretty hard.
So St. Louis over the Oakland A's. They've got a 5:45 start on that series here on ESPN 93.5. Chicago White Sox over the Cubs 5-3. Their next game at Wrigley 7:05 over on US 105.9.
All right. It is coming up on 10 before 9 o'clock.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, and Saturday, and a nice, comfortable spell of weather to continue on for the rest of the work week and school week as well for some. Next weather system through the upper Midwest will drag and trail a cool front across the area during the day tomorrow. That'll generate our next chance for a couple of showers and thunderstorms. Little change in the thinking for the weekend and beyond with a late season spell of heat and humidity. For the day today, a little patchy fog around this morning, otherwise mainly sunny. Up to 79 and a light west southwest wind. Clear early on tonight, a partly cloudy sky late, low down to 61. Southwest to south winds on the increase. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy, could be a shower thunderstorm in spots for the morning to early afternoon. Highs up to 82, that southwest to west wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Clear tomorrow night, lows down into the 50s. Mostly sunny, but cooler, 77 on Friday. Weekend highs 86 on Saturday, 93 on Sunday, with low to mid 90s Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign, way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
All right, one more quick text and we got to go.
You guys keep acting like the Republicans are there to help us. When are you going to realize it's two sides of the same coin? Two-party politics are them against the citizens.
Well, and that's a long subject, but a quick response, Steve, is I look at, it's biblical. What are the fruits of the labors?
Mm-hmm.
The fruits, let's go to the Democrats. Let's call them the tails, okay? You've got no energy program, open borders, crime through the roof, war, and high inflation, among a lot of other things. That wasn't going on 5 years ago. So let's go to the other side of the coin, which is heads. Maybe we'll start using our heads.
Well done, quickly.
Okay.
That's good. It's like an AI. That was just like
GPT.
That was ChatGPT.
Believe me, I have some artificial intelligence.
Okay.
it's clearly, you know, if you go out and tell somebody they don't have a headache when their head's killing them, they don't believe it. So if you go out and say everything's good, the inflation is really coming down, and I go out and I pay $20 for popcorn, it just isn't true. So
the interest rates are just shutting down home buying.
No, I know.
And then
the banks are about to stop lending money to a lot of people, Johnny. That's bad news.
In the South, home insurance is prohibitive because you have to have it for a mortgage, and it's more than the mortgage.
What the heck?
So you can't buy a house.
I mean, it's all
those kinds of things could be addressed instead of all the fighting. So I agree on one hand, it's just they're all the same because they're all in that business. But I think the Republicans did do better for us. You can only pick the best option.
Yeah,
it's
right,
not
right,
perfect.
Right. Yeah, right.
They did much better for us than the Democrats.
Fruits of their labor and things, in my opinion, are absolutely chaotic. And you can talk your way out of whatever you want to, but it's not true.
Boy, and especially these days, there's no shame. And then when you get caught lying, you don't even admit it.
No.
You just say, no, you're just an insurgent.
I know you are, but what am I?
Listen to the show back anytime, steviejay.com.
Okay, 2 weeks from Saturday, Illinois plays Toledo.
Yes.
6:30 kickoff.
And beat the Rockets.
Tailgating.
Go Illini.
Be excited about that. Cardinals got an earlier start at 4:50 for the pregame.
Okay.
And the Cardinals are, pretty much out of it. But I looked at the wild card today, and the Cardinals are 8.5 back.
So really?
If they spun 10 in a row, which is not crazy.
Man, the Central Division.
It is. It's very.
Weren't the Cubs up 19 games on the Mets in August? Miracle.
I think it was 9.
Okay.
But it was a lot.
Yeah.
And they.
Well, you're only 8.5.
Right? Well, there you go.
Right?
And that was wild card. It's a long, long, long shot.
Right.
The Cubs have the better chance, and they just got to beat the White Sox tonight.
Couldn't do it. Yep. Couldn't do it last night.
Got them tonight, and it'll be on US 105.9 pregame 6:30 for the Cubbies.
Who's in first, Steve?
No. Milwaukee in that division, okay. Central
and
Division.
And then you got your side for the wild card.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wild card is just the best other two teams.
Yes.
Okay, we're back tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
Thank you, Brother Johnny. Thank you, Diane Ducey. Mm-hmm. I am Stevie J. We'll meet back tomorrow on the radio. Thank you for listening. The Drive this afternoon with Lon and Derek begins at 3 o'clock. Thanks for listening. Have a great Wednesday.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Why is Jet's Pizza different? It's their Detroit-style pizza dough made fresh daily. It's their fresh hand-grated mozzarella cheese straight off the mozzarella cheese blocks. It's their incredible sauces and spices and the taste and aroma of Jet's Pizza. If you want flash frozen cheese off the trucks, call the other guys. Jet's Pizza, handmade fresh and delicious every time. Jet's Pizza, discover the difference. Round Barn Center and Green and Neal in Champaign or jetspizza.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
Great to talk with Fayon about driving and delivering for Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling.
Come home every day. It pays very, very well, especially for a truck driver. They're very understanding. It's just a great company all around. They're always eager to help. And you off on the weekends. The company in general is just a great company. Very family-oriented. Comes in, check on you, see if you like it. Always asking questions, trying to see if you need any help. Pretty dope.
Sound appealing? Join the Pepsi team. Equal opportunity employer. Visit Pepsi. PepsiColaCU.com.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I've got a Stever offer for you today from Kelsey's Furniture. Kelsey Furniture is in Tuscola, and they sell Tempur-Pedic beds. These are amazing, one of the top-rated mattresses ever. But don't listen to me. Listen to my friend Steve about Tempur-Pedic and what's it like.
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
If you text me 217-359-2255, text in bed right now, and you have a chance to get $1,000 toward your Tempur-Pedic bed. They start at $3,000, but it's the last bed you'll ever buy. 217-359-2255. If you're interested, text in bed from Kelsey Furniture right now. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.